It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. And today, I want to talk to you a little bit about ethanol, but I think we have an early guest on the line. Okay.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Hello, it's Gabriel from Habilitat.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Okay.
Right on. Well, I'm glad to be on the show, and I was calling up to let everybody know that our car wash fundraiser is coming up. It's actually on the 20th of November over there at Kailua United Methodist Church at 1110 Kailua Road from 9 to 5. And we're inviting everybody to come and support Habilitat and get their car clean at the same time.
Oh, it's a car wash?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we've actually, it's a full-service car wash. It's offering wash, dry, vacuum, interior detailing, wax, polish, window cleaning, and tire dressing. So it's full-serve, like I said.
A full detail?
Absolutely.
Okay. What's the cost?
We have cars and trucks are different prices. For a regular wash and go, it's $10 per car, $15 per truck. For the wash and vac, it's $15 per car, $20 per truck. And the TLC, which is the full service, $25 for a car and $30 for a truck.
That's all?
That's all. And it all goes to a good cause. Of course, you know, most of your listeners will remember Habilitat as the, one of the leading substance abuse treatment centers in America. And we're actually over here in Kaneohe. I've been here for almost 40 years now. And, of course, we're a nonprofit organization. We don't rely on any government funding.
Mm-hmm.
So we do rely on our friends and neighbors over here on Oahu.
Hmm. Okay. And how much was that again?
Well, it's $10 for a car, $15 for a truck for a regular wash, $15 for a car for wash and vac, and $20 for a truck. And for the TLC, which is the full service, it's $25 for a car and $30 for a truck.
Wow, that's real reasonable.
Absolutely. And we do emphasize on customer service. You know, we do an incredible job. Got nothing but rave reviews from all of our customers.
Uh-huh. And when was this?
It's actually coming up on November 20th.
November 20th?
Yeah.
What time?
From 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. I guess we're all going to go over there and have our cars detailed.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, a lot of people need it.
Maybe you can come down and bring one of your hot rods.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, George. You've been a long-time supporter of Habilitat. We do appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Remember that, folks. It's a good cause. And you can get your car cleaned up. Another good cause. Because lots of you know you can use it. Okay? So, anyway, we have Wanda in the studio. And who do we have on the phone?
We have Ryan from Kapolei.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call. I have the four tires on my car are 15-inch rims. This is standard Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed my spare is the little tiny car, the tire, and it's only a 14-inch rim.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct, or should that be a 15 also?
Sometimes it's 14, but you know, safety-wise, I don't recommend that as a spare.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to offset the diameter on the rest of the tires. So
okay.
I would, if possible, go with the same size, same everything.
Okay, because when I called Saturn, they don't make those anymore. I got to buy a regular tire, but that regular tire doesn't fit in the, you know, the spare compartment because it's a little donut.
Uh-huh.
Space saver tire.
Oh.
Any suggestions on how to look for one?
Well, I don't carry a spare tire myself.
Oh.
Yeah, I use Air Up Fix-A-Flat, but Air Up Fix-A-Flat is no longer in business.
Oh, okay.
That was the that was the best Fix-A-Flat. What is
that's a red can, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is?
I heard those were not good for the inside of the tires.
No, it's great. It turns to rubber. The other ones are liquid and stays liquid, and corrodes the inside. So that's no good. But Air Up was good because it just turns to rubber, and when you pull the tire off the rim and change uh-huh. the tire, all you do is peel off the rubber.
I've seen one, the green one. What's it called? Slime or glime? Or
yeah, that's not bad, but it doesn't dry.
Oh.
Yeah, you could carry that with you, but what I do recommend is carrying one of those little air pumps.
Yeah, right, I got that too.
Yeah, you plug it into the cigarette lighter and it pumps your tire up.
Uh-huh.
I don't recommend changing flat tires.
Even though it's just short, it's a short trip from here to the you know, the station, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't recommend changing flat tires with the factory jacks. I've seen so many factory jacks fail and so many people crippled by the car. So, best thing is to use that slime or the pump, the air pump, and just pump it up and drive off to a service station, have it fixed.
Okay. Well, what's the if you can't do that, what's the alternate instead of the factory jack?
None, because you don't know the terrain you're going to be on. Mm. And if I recommend anything, you know, people. Not too bright, you know. They'll jack it up on sand and dirt and on a hill, and you know, I don't want anybody getting hurt.
I see.
You know, cheaper to buy a wheel and tire than try to buy a leg.
Yes. Very true.
So,
okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling. Give us a call at 296-5467 if you have any questions or comments or whatever. Okay? So, anyway, you should service your brakes at least once every 2 years and use .4 brake fluid. Not what's recommended. Recommended is .3. Use .4. .4 is much better. It has a higher boiling point angle and a longer life. But if you're doing a complete brake job, okay, complete. Everything, then I would recommend .5 silicone. Silicone is way better than any brake fluid out there. Silicone can last indefinitely and it does not corrode. Okay, so that's your options. Now, gas prices are going up, so what else is new, yeah? It's never going to come back down. It's just going to keep going up and up and up and up. So, we need ethanol. But what's happening to ethanol? That's going up and up and up along with the gasoline. It's following the price of gas. So, but the 10% ethanol that's supposed to be in our gasoline here in Hawaii is not 10%. Shell has 8, Tesoro has 6, and the rest of them have 1 to 2. So all the bad propaganda you hear about ethanol, it's only 1 or 2%. How can that do anything to the gasoline? Plus, that 1 or 2% has been broken down. Is if you really break it down, it is really not 1% ethanol. If you're looking at 1%, you might have 0.75%. Okay? Because it's been watered down. Not watered down with water, but with some petroleum. So, give you an example. Let's say they're going to do 10% ethanol, right? Okay, so they get the 10% that's supposed to go into the gas, and they add petroleum to it, maybe 20% petroleum, and they call it 100% ethanol. Then they add it to the gas, 10%, but it's not really 10%. It's broken down. And when you break down the ethanol, it kills the octane. It starts off as 120, ends up as 89. And what good is that, adding it to the gas? They already lowered the octane three numbers, and the state allowed them to do it, because by adding so-called 10% ethanol, we're supposed to bring it up three numbers, which it doesn't. Even if you used 100% ethanol and put 10% of it into the gas, it will only bring it up about a little over a point. So what's up with this? And you'll find only Hawaii allowing the oil companies to lower the octane three numbers. On the mainland, it's illegal. So how come they allow it in Hawaii? Something to think about, yeah? Anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. Wanda, you have any trivias, Crested Cleaning Center trivias?
Not yet.
Okay. One day you'll surprise me and say, oh yeah, we have it right here. The trivia is, the prizes is donated by Crested Cleaning Center, folks. And he donates, Billy Cressman donates excellent prizes. Excellent. Okay? Anyway, if you have any questions on that ethanol, give me a call. And our ethanol should be delivered on Monday. So, give me a call if you want to pick up ethanol. We have it Monday delivered. Okay?
Okay, we have Gary from Pearl City.
Hi, Gary.
Oh, hi, Greg. I got a question. I have a 1989 Ford Taurus six-cylinder. And when you turn on the ignition switch, the engine doesn't crank. But if I put a remote switch on the solenoid, it'll start. Is the ignition switch no good? Or?
More than likely, it's the relay.
Oh, the relay is no good.
Yeah.
Oh, where is the relay? Right before, I guess, obviously before the solenoid. Then.
Yeah.
I see. I see. Okay, I'll check that.
What kind of battery you have in there?
I think Costco battery, I think.
It's
fairly new. So the engine will start if you put the...
You see, when you... what's the amperage on that battery?
Well, I don't know.
See, the lower the amps on the battery, the shorter the life of that components are. The terminals get burnt.
So what battery do you suggest?
Optima.
Optima, okay.
It's a little more expensive, but the good part about using the Optima is high amps, and the high amps will give you bigger spark at the spark plug, save you gasoline, save your starter, and save your alternator.
Is that the one got different colors on the...
Yeah, the red top.
The red top. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Who's next, Wanda? Oh, she's on the phone. Okay, we'll wait for her to get off the phone. If you have toenail fungus, soak it in 100% ethanol. Not rubbing alcohol, not any other alcohol that you get. If you don't have ethanol, then soak it in vodka. Okay? I don't recommend rubbing alcohol or any alcohol that you cannot consume. You can drink vodka, so it is safe for using to disinfect your fungus and stuff. Okay? Now, what else we have here? Pedestrian rights. Again, I see another person getting run over by an automobile because that person thought she had the right of way. Okay? Again, I'm going to say I am in favor of the car being right and not the pedestrian, because the driver will never purposely try to run over the pedestrian. But when you give the pedestrian this false hope that he is bulletproof and run over proof, he's going to run right in the crosswalk without even looking and get killed. And that's what's happening. Especially if that pedestrian is wearing black at night. How can you see them? You can't. Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. Break time?
We have Shore on the line. Were you listening to that Habilitat announcement where that car wash is going to be? At what church?
I didn't get it. Why?
Okay, because that's what she wanted to know.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can go back on the internet and go to our website and listen to it again. Okay?
Okay. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimokee, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? QCase has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob?
Yeah, Rolling Bob here. Another great day in Hawaii. How's things, you know, like you said, another pedestrian.
Yep.
And, you know, they're not going to change the law. And, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I'm going to have to come down on your side. You got to make it so people look out for the cars. And
exactly.
Not assume that when you walk out in the street, the car is going to stop. You know, people aren't paying attention. They're on their phones. They passed the law. Oh, by the way, the lady last week that called, there is a law against using handheld electronic devices. The first law was just for cell phones and 18 and under. They changed. They didn't pass that law. They passed it so it was all ages, and it involves any handheld electronic device, cameras, navigation systems, iPod, video games, or a cell phone. So just wanted to clear that up for you.
So Mufi was breaking the law?
Yes.
Okay.
But, George, Drive down the street and look at how many people are out there breaking the law every day.
9 out of 10.
Right, exactly. You could just stand at any intersection and watch the number of people that drive by with their cell phones in their hands talking on the phone. It's just the way it is.
So why don't they make a device in the car that makes it impossible for you to use the phone?
Well, because then what would you do if you had an emergency?
Park on the side, get out of the car.
Yeah, well, see, I like the way they did it in Maryland, my home state, which it's illegal to place a call from your car, but you can receive a call in the car.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
So as long as you're not dialing, if somebody's calling you, you know, it's one button and you start talking. Anyway.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Whew, I thought he's going to go for another hour.
Okay, you know that Habilitat car wash?
Yeah.
It's going to be at the Kailua United Methodist Church, but it's not till November 20th.
Okay.
And it's at 9 to 5.
How did you find that out?
From Chaz's better half.
Oh, okay.
I think she looked it up. Or maybe Chaz did. Did you, Chaz? Oh, okay. We have Steve from Kaneohe.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, George. I like your idea about the cars having the right of way because it's safer for the pedestrians, and law should be changed, and the pedestrians should be educated. A lot of them will live longer.
Exactly.
Now, that's not what I called about. I called about, you talk about ethanol.
Yes.
Very good. It's a total scam, I think, and I'm not expert. But I get on my Subaru 30 miles to the gallon on ethanol-free gasoline, the second grade, not the best, not the premium or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I get only 24 miles with 10%, what I call 85 ethanol or something like that.
What brand?
What brand? I think I go to usually to Aloha or I don't even remember.
Okay. Aloha has only 1% ethanol.
Let's see. I don't really know because I don't buy ethanol gasoline anymore. I purposely go to Harbors where they sell ethanol free.
Okay. The next time you're going to buy gasoline, when you have half a tank of gas, you'll come by and you try 100% 10% ethanol. In other words, what I mean by that, it's 100% ethanol, pure ethanol, and you put 10% into your gas and you tell me if it's good or not. I guarantee you it'll be great stuff.
You mean it works?
Yes, because see what the oil companies is doing, and they're putting in the ethanol into the gas. But before they put the ethanol into the gas, they kill it.
Oh.
Ethanol with 100%, at 100%, ethanol is rated at 120 octane.
Oh.
And when you kill it, it goes to 89.
So what are they killing it with?
Petroleum.
Petroleum?
Yes. A good example is this. If you want to test it primitive way, and I tell people this all the time, you get a jigger of vodka, put a teaspoon of cooking oil into it, it'll mix well, it'll blend, and you won't see it. Try drinking the vodka. It's dead. Nothing.
Okay, so it gets neutralized. So
exactly.
Okay, you say come by. Where do you have pure ethanol available?
At my repair shop. Oh, actually, my son's shop. It's at 1316 KAUMUALII Street. That's in the back. As the street is in the back of Dillingham Zippies.
Oh, Dillingham Zippies.
Yeah.
Okay, George. Anyway,
okay.
That's been my experience when I buy the ethanol gasoline at the regular stations, I get a lot less mileage on my car.
Yeah, we all do. That's why I bring in ethanol and I put my own in.
I see. So why are they allowed to do that? That should be illegal.
Because the politicians allow them.
Okay, I get it. Thank you, George.
You're welcome. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have got 3 Dean on the line.
Who's that?
Hey, George.
What's up?
Well, since we've been talking about ethanol, if the shipment really comes in Monday, I want another drum.
Oh, it's all sold.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Well, nah, I'm just joking.
He's just teasing you.
Yeah. Did you feel your leg being pulled?
Yeah, of course. That's what Todd tells me all the time. Every time I come in, oh, no more. You know, we gave yours away.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, George.
All right.
Aloha.
Wow, it's going fast. It's going fast. Steve Mix just reserved 2 drums. So, I don't know. Maybe we should have brought in more. Anyway, it's good stuff, folks. You want to try it, give me a call and come by and try it. But I gotta warn you, you're gonna be hooked on it. It's really good stuff. Okay, so anyway, there was a big thing about people having European cars having black wheels, the rims turned black real quick. And lots of people have been calling me at the office and saying, what's up with this stuff? So I said, well, okay, we have found, or rather I should say my son Todd found that the Akebono Europads do not make the wheels black. Akebono Europads. He put it on his X3 and he's been running it for 2 weeks now without cleaning the wheels, and it never got black. Beautiful. So, any of you listening that have dirty wheels because of the brake dust, have it changed to the Akebono Europads. And that's not a commercial, folks. We try to tell you what's good and what's not good. The thing that is not good is the 5W20 Royal Purple Motor Oil. There's been so many cases coming up with engine damage. And I've been trying to get Royal Purple technical office to call and let me know what's up. But no calls. So, you go figure.
So, but when you put that additive in, does it work?
Well, that additive that we recommend putting in, that Todd has, it's what is supposed to be in the oil, but you know, I know they don't have it in that oil, so why they took it out, I don't know. But we have an additive that we put in.
They had it in before and they deleted it?
I guess so. Don't make sense. It's a no-brainer. I mean, if it's working with it, why you take it out? It don't make sense. It really, I don't know. Maybe they listen too much to political stuff. Talking about political stuff, folks. Do you know that America is really losing it? What I mean by that is, I think Bob put this 5-year-old girl on my website. You have to listen to her sing the Star Spangled Banner. She's singing it from her heart. Listen to the words carefully. America has changed. America is not like the Star Spangled Banner. Go listen to it. This little girl who is 5 years old has an awesome voice. Really awesome. But listen to her sing it. She's singing the Star Spangled Banner from her heart. Okay? And I think Bob put it up on the website already. I'm not sure. But go check it out. tire pressure is the cheapest way to get better gas mileage. So if you're looking for better gas mileage, tire pressure is the way to go. Okay? Bring it up to the pressure that's listed on the side of the tire. If you have any questions, give us a call at 296-5467, 5467. Okay? If you have any questions or comments about whatever, just give us a call.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Aloha, I'm Tulsi Gabbard-Tamayo. We are facing many challenges such as improving our economy, fixing our...
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And like Dale said, give us a call at 296-5467. Wanda, you have the trivia ready?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hey, George. I wanted to ask you a couple questions about that ethanol.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, what is the price per gallon of that?
It goes at whatever it costs me to bring it in.
Well, ballpark figure.
The last batch was $8 a gallon.
Okay, so it's still cheaper than race gas.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking about converting my race car to, you know, run ethanol instead of race gas.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yeah, I know you got to put bigger jets and all that.
Six sizes bigger.
Yeah, and as far as for the street car, what is the maximum amount of ethanol? I mean, I know there's like a certain point before you got to do modifications.
Well, this guy, Steve Mix, on his 2002 Celine. He went up little at a time. He's now running 100% with no modification.
Oh, but he has a modern car that the computer takes care of everything. That's why.
Well, according to national studies, they said you have to modify the computer or reprogram it if you're going to run 100%. But what Steve did was he put in a gallon more at a time. He started with 2, then went 3, then went 4. You know, 4 gallons to a fill up, and then 5 gallons to a fill up, and eventually it became 100%. And he said the check engine light never came on, so he just ran it.
And you know, I heard there's a the thing about alcohol like draws moisture from the air.
No. It draws just as much as gasoline would draw. That's all bad propaganda.
Okay. And the last thing is, you know, this is about over a year ago. I think you remember when you brought your T-shirt out? And you had a T-shirt, and Tracy was on the show with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I won the shirt, but you guys didn't have it in at that time. You guys have it in, or is it gone already?
We're still waiting on Tracy.
The shirts never did show up?
Nope. So I'll remind him the next time I talk to him.
Okay. Oh, that's about
Have it. You ever tried the ethanol yet?
No, not really. Only in okay. the middle of pump gas.
If you try it, the only thing I can tell you and the rest of the people, when you try ethanol, the only drawback to it is you're going to be hooked. Because it's going to make that car run so good, it's unbelievable.
I believe you, but now the question is, once we get hooked, what are we going to do? Where are we going to get our fix?
That's the good question.
That's exactly what Tracy said. He's like a drug dealer.
You know, I mean, you know, that's why I'm scared to try it.
I'm just like the drug dealer, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to be bugging you. George, when's our next batch coming?
No, I'm trying to cover that now.
Okay.
So we're going to try to overlap the shipments.
Okay. And your shop is open on Saturdays, right? Because I live in YP, so, you know, it's hard for me to get.
Yeah. We're open on Saturdays.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, George.
Okay. Okay. Bye. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, that's the only kickback. You gotta watch, because once you try it, that car runs so smooth, so much power, way better gas mileage, you're hooked. Guaranteed hooked. Chaz, you ever tried it? No. Yeah, don't try it. You're gonna be hooked. I don't wanna hear you telling me every Saturday, I need some more. Like Tom Moffat. Tom Moffat's hooked on it. So, anyway. Give me a call at 296-5467. Wanda, you ready?
Okay, here we go. On one of the Salem media stations, or programs, I should say, they said, they said that the all-time top selling recording artists are number one and number two. Who were they?
What was that again?
I said on one of the Salem media programs, or, you know, station program, they announced that the number one and the number two all-time top-selling recording artists are blank and blank.
That sounds like Chaz's idea.
No.
Okay. And the prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center, folks. Awesome prizes. I think somebody even won 5 quarts of oil. Anyway. If you need to run the 5W20 motor oil, and that's what your car manufacturer recommends, then I would recommend going to AMSOIL 0W20. The AMSOIL 0W20 is okay. It will not damage your engine, and they have a written guarantee on the bottle that if any damage is due to the cause of the oil, they will guarantee it. written guarantee on the bottle, folks. Okay? Go check it out. Anyway, so, give a guess. All she can say is, call me back again. But do they have to have the two perfect in
yes,
order?
Yes, they do.
Oh, if they got one, that don't count?
Nope.
Oh, boy. Make it hard like that. Anyway, people have asked me about rotating tires. And I've always said, don't you rotate the tires as you drive down the road? Yeah, the tire's spinning. Well, you should rotate the tires every 6,000 miles. Move the front, left front to the left rear to the left front. Okay? Front to back, not crisscross. I don't recommend crisscrossing them. You go front to back. And if you see the outer edge of the tires wearing out, it's because you're underinflated. Bring up the tire pressure and it will wear even. Okay, lots and lots of tire shops and service stations all say, no, the tire pressure is too high. Well, go to the tire shops and take a look. All of the tires that are worn out have worn out on the outer thread, not in the middle. So that means those tires were underinflated. You think that the tire shops and service stations want you to have longer life on your tires? No. They want to sell you more tires, so flatten the tire. And they want to sell you more gasoline, so run lower tire pressure. For every 5 pounds of air, you either gain or lose 2 to 3 miles per gallon. Your choice. You like buying gasoline, then leave it flat. Okay, I know some people say they like the smooth ride. Okay, buy tires and buy gas. Let's go to calls.
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. How's it going?
Okay.
I have a 87 Toyota Camry with a 2000cc engine. I just put new spark plug wires and distributor and all that in. Distributor cap. It still runs kind of rough at idle. How can I check out what's happening or what could be done about that?
It's running rough at idle?
Yeah.
You might have a vacuum leak someplace.
Oh.
Did you check for a vacuum leak?
No, I wouldn't. I'm not quite. No, I haven't.
Okay. Go get some CRC brake clean. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Put the straw on the nozzle and spray the rubber hose a little at a time and see if the idle smoothens out. If it smoothens out, that's where your vacuum leak is.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Is there any way of putting a computer on, hooking up to a diagnostic thing?
Nope.
What's that?
Nope.
No.
It's got to be manual, this one.
I see.
Yeah, and if you take it to a shop, that's what they're going to do.
I see. Okay.
And if that doesn't work, then more than likely your injectors are clogged or need to be serviced or replaced. But instead of doing that, I would recommend putting 2 gallons of ethanol the next time you fill and see if that cleans it out.
I see. Okay, that sounds... Did you say you were sold out of ethanol, or you still have some?
Oh, it's coming in. Our new batch is coming in Monday.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, on your trivia, the answer is that blank and blank?
Uh-huh.
Is that blank and blank? Is that the answer?
No.
That's a good one.
Okay, what about Elvis and Sinatra?
Call us back and try again.
Hi, hi.
Okay.
You.
Hi.
Thanks. Okay. Well, give us a call at 296-5467. Clock's running, and don't wait till the last second, because then it's all over.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and something I'd like to bring out, the mayor and the governor-elect, they're looking at mass transit rail. Let's back it up, folks. How's our streets? Are you happy with the streets the way it is? How's our sewer system? Is it fixed? Is anybody fixing it? There's a lawsuit from EPA on the city because of the faulty sewer system. How can we even look at anything, even a bird nest, with this kind of bills hanging on our heads? Don't we cover the bills first before we progress forward? What's up with that? Is this the way you budget your family finances? You got bills up the yin-yang, and you're going out and buy a Rolls Royce? I don't think so. We got to take care of our overhead bills before we move forward. Everybody's song and dancing about the rail. Come on. Let's get real. Fix the roads. Fix the sewers. Get all the necessities done first. Who's listening? You know, anyway. Who's next on the line?
We have Elton.
Hi, Elton.
Hey, hi, George. For the trivia, was it Elvis and the Beatles?
Nope. Call us back and try again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. So who was it?
That's what they got to guess.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you know, we had a caller wanting to know about, I don't know what happened to him, we lost him, but he actually had a question about what you thought about the smart car.
The who?
Smart car.
I never saw a smart car yet. What is the smart car? A car knows what to do, he cleans himself, he goes home, he comes to your work, pick you up, okay? Yeah, that's a smart car.
I think it's one of those really tiny cars.
So if it's not on fuel and on electricity, I don't recommend it.
And what about when he gets in? I guess somebody told him that that's not a good car to get because if you get into an accident.
People don't look at that. People always think it's not them that's going to be in an accident. It's the next guy. Well, yesterday morning, I saw this guy coming down Baratania Street no lights on, a black car. And I thought, wow, what an idiot driving with no lights. The next thing I know, I heard a big crash. Somebody had cut in front of him, not seeing him, and they went head on. But there you go, folks. Whose fault is that? Yeah, they're going to blame the guy that made the left turn. Not the guy on Baritania driving with no lights. Okay, so I don't know. I believe that the HPD should tag these people that have no lights. And Bob, you're listening and you know, you agree with me. Okay, who's next?
We have Ben from Eva Beach.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, George, just wanted to get the trivia first.
Okay.
Is it Mariah Carey and Michael Jackson?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so anyway, even if they get one right, you're not going to tell them which one is right.
Well, let's put it this way. Nobody's got any one right yet.
Oh, okay. So none of them is right. Not even one of them.
No.
Okay. Okay, that's a good trivia. Yeah, because Billy Crispin at Crestex said, hey, tell Wanda to make the trivia hard. He like it when people struggle. He don't have to give away prizes. Anyway, he has real good stuff there. I really like the Degreaser 2000, folks. It's the best cleaning detergent I have ever tried. Very, very good. Okay. The other thing that I would recommend, especially for you ladies, is having a can of Brake Clean. CRC, non-chlorinated Brake Clean, as self-defense. You see so much on spouse abuse and stuff like that. And I'm always thinking, why don't they carry Brake Clean? Let's spray the bugger in the face. That'll teach them. Then never do that again. Okay? Yeah, Chad said the can too big. But yeah, we have some big Samoan guys. You need the whole can. So that's why you big can. Okay? So that Brake Clean is excellent for self-defense. Okay? It's not illegal like mace and pepper spray. But don't stay there and keep spraying the poor guy when he's down on the ground. I know you're upset with him, but don't keep spraying him. Okay? It's something that you ladies should have by the front door. So when people come barging in the door, you just give them a squirt. Best self-defense. Or if you see a neighbor getting beat up, go over there and say, hey, stop it. Don't stop it. Well, I'm going to spray you and give them a little spray. Okay? Help each other. Okay. Anyway, if you have any questions, give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? So, the only thing I'm worried about with this ethanol thing, and the performance about it, it's so good that if the younger kids get a hold of it, it is the cheapest, best way to make horsepower. And can you see what's going to happen when they go try it out down on the freeway? Oh, disaster. So I'm trying like hell to keep it out of their hands. Because, you know, these young folks, they have no value on life. So we have to teach them. When you have a fender banger, the insurance company involved with that will always say that this is who we recommend you go to. Well, folks, you have the right to say who you want to go to. I recommend Autotech. They're the best. You will never know that your car was in an accident. They do a really, really nice job. I think, Chaz, you took your car there too, yeah? You liked it? Yeah, you liked it. Okay. See? And he's particular. Anyway, I try to tell Steve Mix that, but yeah, hard to tell that man anything. And by the way, he's O2 saline. The clutch cable broke. And the clutch cable on Mustangs, it's common for it to break. So we are coming out with a conversion to change it to hydraulic. And it'll never break again. So we should have that new part in on Tuesday. No modifications needed. You just remove your cable, put on the hydraulic in the cable's location, and away you go. And you will never break another clutch cable, and the clutch pedal will become softer than with the cable. Okay?
How can you tell that your, or how do you know your clutch cable broke? What happens?
The pedal will go to the floor and you will not be able to disengage the clutch, and the car will keep on going. Like Steve Mixes did, he almost made another door to the McDonald's restaurant.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he wasn't going to charge them at all. Just going to do him a favor and make him another entrance to the McDonald's restaurant.
So how did he stop?
Step on the brakes.
Okay.
And turn it off.
And there's no warning that you're...
Nope. When you go to step on the clutch pedal, it just pops and it goes to the floor and your car keeps on going. So I think it's a safety issue and should be changed. The cable is not a safe thing to be using. The reason we're having so much problems with the Mustang clutch cable is because they're all made in China. Hope the Chinese not listening. Anyway, that's why we have problems with it. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Bucky from Kaneohe.
Hey, Bucky.
Hello, Judgy.
How are you?
Okay. How's everything going, brother?
Okay.
Hey, how's the shirt? Did it come in?
No.
The shirt.
You got to call when Tracy is here.
Oh.
Yeah, get on his case, because I've been trying to get on his case. But,
Yeah, because the last time I went down your shop, you had only one, and I gave you a pigeon for the two, and I said, whenever I come in, I pick them up.
Yeah, the ethanol came in, though.
Okay, when can I pick it up?
Tuesday.
Okay, I'll be there Tuesday.
Okay.
I need that fabulous gas, man.
Good, yeah?
Oh, get that Ranchero moving again. Now I don't have to hook up the nitrous.
Yeah.
I was going to hook up nitrous, remember I was telling you?
Mm-hmm. No, but ethanol.
Yeah, the last time you gave me ethanol to try on the Ranchero, worked real good, real good.
Okay.
It's fabulous, George. Fabulous.
I see you Tuesday.
Okay, my brother. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, it's that time. We gotta see you later. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers that called in, and we hope we helped some of you. And if you have the time, go to my website and check out that 5-year-old girl singing the Star Spangled Banner. She is fantastic. Unbelievable. Anyway, take care of each other, and please, don't drink and drive. Like the poem said, it could be you next time. So, take care of each other, drive carefully, and see you next week, Saturday. Aloha.